Blog Talk Radio.
All right, folks, thank you for tuning in again. My name is Duke Machado, and you are listening to the Duke Machado Show. This segment, we're going to be talking about homelessness. I mean, everyone sees the people panhandling. They're by busy intersections. They're working the drivers for donations. They are hanging out at convenience stores. I mean, really, they're all over the place. They're asking for money. They're asking for food. Some of them are asking for rides. The point is, I guess the big picture here is that it seems like they're on the rise. It seems like there's more people recently. I'm going to call it during the Obama era. Homelessness seems to be on the rise. Here in Waco, you can drive around downtown and you can see them. Unfortunately, way too many of them. But this one in particular helped me to develop this show for tonight, because it was the most unusual thing I've seen in a real long time. Went to get gas at a gas station right down the road here from the dealership I work at. And, you know, as I pulled up, I got out, went in to go pay for my gas. And I see this figure leaning next to the ice machine at close to the end, well, actually on the side of the building there. And a woman's voice, kind of raspy, very raspy, actually, asked me for, you know, some change. Asked if there is anything that I can give or that I could spare. You know, I don't know about you guys. Sometimes instantly I decide whether I'm going to help that person or not. And for some reason, my immediate response to this woman, without even really looking at her, was to, you know, that I had a few extra bucks, single dollar bills that I could spare, and that I would give them to her. And whether she bought a cold beer with it, or whether she bought a bag of chips, or whether she saved it to put with some other money that she got so she can go get a hot meal somewhere, you know, that really wasn't on my mind. Then as I started walking closer to her, I realized that she was missing her right eye. And I don't know if you've ever seen anyone who's missing an eye. You know, a lot of times you'll have someone patch. They'll wear a patch over their eye. Some of them have a glass eye or something like that. But very rarely do you run across someone whose eyeball is missing, and they are just showing the fleshy part of their eye socket. But that's what this lady was. That's how she was. She didn't have a glass eye. And in fact, I asked her, what happened to you? And she went on to tell me about a story of being with an axe and being struck in the skull right above her eye, in her forehead, basically, with an axe, almost killed, left for dead. in the streets here in Waco. And, you know, how a person gets to the point of being homeless, the decisions that this woman made in her life, obviously many, many times she has made decisions that have put her in the situation that she's in today. Hungry, hooked on drugs for sure, of some sort. Although she said she wasn't. She did say she liked a cold beer, though, every once in a while. But she was 52 years old. Her name is Linda. And I'm not going to say she was. She is 52 years old. And she was wearing a pink jacket with a pink knitted beret and gray pants. And her tennis shoes were pretty worn out. Her hands were rough and nails were dirty. True homeless person. And she told me she's been living on the streets. So, you know, I gave her a few dollars and went inside and paid for my gas, come back out. And she said, sir, it's getting cold outside, and I'm really trying to get to the shelter. Could you take me somewhere? Could you give me a ride somewhere? Well, for some reason, again, a lot of times I would just pass. I would say thanks, but no thanks, or no thank you, I'm heading in a different direction, or no, I don't have time right now for that. I'm in a hurry to get someplace. You know, a lot of times I'll just not want to deal with it. But I wasn't in any hurry. I wasn't on fumes and didn't, you know. So I said, yeah, sure, I'll give you a ride. And as I was pumping my gas, I started thinking to myself, you know, this is a unique opportunity to get an interview from someone living on the streets. So I said, you know, I'm in the news, or I do news. I write news and I talk about news. And, you know, you being homeless in Waco, cold weather coming, you know, there's people that are interested in that. And I sure like to get your take on what life is like right now living in the streets here in Waco. And I said, I'll give you a ride, but you've got to agree to let me record our conversation. Well, she was happy to do that, and I did. And so for about 3 or 4 minutes, it didn't take long to get her where she needed to go, driving anyway. She talked, and she talked about life on the street. I asked her a few different questions. You know, you'll get to listen to how she responds, and then we'll talk about this here in just a few minutes. This is Linda, homeless, one-eyed woman in Waco.
Linda.
Oh, Linda.
Okay. L-I-N-D-A.
All right, so tell me your story.
I'm out on the streets. I've been hitting the head with an axe. Man, what do you need to hear? It ain't easy being on the streets, being a woman.
Why is that?
I've been hitting the head with an axe. So you don't know who's going to walk up on you when you're sleeping. I've had people walk up on me while I was sleeping, rape me and stuff like that. I'm tired of this town, and I'm ready to get up out of this town. Not my life. This is bull crap. Is this Cleveland?
This is Dutton.
Okay, you can go down this way. I'm tired of people stealing my stuff every time I get something. but leaving like it's gone. The homeless feeling for moments. Does that make sense?
It's, times are so tough that
you ain't like, but I'm not out of robbing, and I don't have to lay on my back for no minute. I'm paying him. I ask somebody for something, and they say that's against the law. Well, yeah, it's against the law, but it don't hurt. It's in the Bible. Ask and you shall receive. No man is going to be fed unless they ask.
Yeah. I mean, how many people actually do you ask before someone gives you a ride?
Nobody ain't never got me. I just happen to ask you for a ride. I really never ask for a ride. I'm just tired of walking, and it's getting cold. Take a left. I really appreciate this, because I'm not tired of it. Yeah. And they need to put a stoplight up here, because this is a dangerous spot right here, you know what I'm talking about?
Right.
I've seen them here a few years ago with a woman there, kid in the car, and it hurt them both.
Well, let me ask you this. If you had a moment to give advice to young people today, what would you tell them?
Go to school and get an education. Don't get out here and be like this. I get out here and cruise as well, sir. Really appreciate it. Thank you.
All right. Well, good luck to you, whatever your venture is, okay?
Jesus loves you. Thank you so much. I hope you had something to really.
Yeah. I don't know what your journey is, but.
My journey's going to be something besides living like this. I'm tired.
Yep.
You have a blessed night, sleep.
Okay.
Good night.
Good night.
Well, I can tell you that it was hard to just watch this woman walk out and fully knowing that she was venturing into another night of sleeping on the streets. Who knows how long she's been doing it and how much longer she's going to continue to live that sort of life. She talked about being raped, actually that she's tired of being raped. So it's not just something that happened once. Apparently, it's something that happens quite often. She's tired of getting things stolen from her. Anytime she gets something, she has to defend it, or someone else will steal it. Someone else who's homeless will steal it. It's like she was concerned that even among homeless people, there's no honor. She couldn't understand how they would take her things, knowing how few things she had. But the one thing that I took away from this was, you know, I knew that here's this woman sitting here being asked these questions. How is she really going to respond? What is she, if she could look back and go back in time and start over again, start fresh. That's why I asked her, what advice would you give to young people? To me, that's like asking them, what would you have done differently as a young person and that might have kept you from ending up where you are now? And, you know, her response was classic. Education. Go to school. Don't be like her. Don't end up in the streets. It's not easy. More and more, that's where people are ending up. The ones who drop out of school, the ones who are playing in the underworld, basically. Crime, drugs, you know, to be homeless, I've always had family that I could count on. Anytime my mother made mistakes or we were in a pinch, I could always rely on my grandparents to have a warm or cold, depending on what time of year, but a nice, comfortable place for us to sleep with no worries. To be homeless, I've never really experienced that. I wouldn't want to. I wish that every young girl could see this woman, could see Linda at 52 years old. She even said, I'm 52, but I look 72, and she's right. She could not have weighed 100 pounds. She probably didn't weigh 90 pounds. You know, we have the opulence of Baylor on one side of the highway. We have all the money, the stadium, the glamour. And within the same area, basically across the highway, we've got extreme poverty and homelessness. Now, people end up here a lot of times from other areas, and I think Linda actually came in from somewhere else. So it may not be a problem necessarily that Waco created, but it is definitely something that Waco has to be concerned with. These people who are also living in the streets, I asked her, I said, how many others are there like you? And she looks at me and says, there's a lot of us. There's a lot of us every day, every night. We're trying to figure out where we're going to sleep, whether we're going to be harassed at night, whether someone's going to sneak up and mug them or beat them up or rape. Of course, this is life in the streets. You know, when I think about people like her, and I think of young people, it seems like so many of them can prevent themselves from ending up in that homeless, desperate situation. Education is the leveling playing. It is leveling the playing field. Education is something that you can do on your own. It's something that the people provide services. The taxpayers create schools and services for our kids to educate, to become educated. But so many of them don't appreciate it. They really don't appreciate what they have. And it seemed like Linda was one of those who only after she lost it did she appreciate what opportunity education might have been for her. Her warning was real. It was a fearful warning. It was a caution. Don't waste your life. Stay in school. Don't be a dropout. Don't be a quitter. And you know, I know that when you're young, you think you're invincible. You think you're smarter than everyone else, and the adults, for some reason, have no idea what they're talking about. And a lot of times in life, you go through and you make decisions knowing full well that everyone else is trying to convince you to do something otherwise. But as an individual, you have to make that decision. No one else can make it for you. No one can just want things for you. It's not enough for me to want her to not be homeless. She has to want to not be homeless. She has to be willing to make decisions. Can they ever climb out? To me, it seems like a no end in sight situation. She's trying to get on some sort of disability. She's not getting any money from welfare or disability or anything like that. So it's whatever she can scrape together, asking people as they go to walk into the gas station trying to collect their change. She is a testament to bad decisions. And young people, teenagers, your decisions have consequences. You might think you're invincible, but I promise you're not. Yes, it might seem like the easy way out a lot of times is the best way out, but it's not. It takes commitment to finish school because you have to do homework. You have to score. You have to achieve. And you have to stay committed to it long enough to finish. But people are not into delayed gratification these days. It's all instant gratification. If it feels good, do it. But from here on out, I will always remember Linda. And she will always be the vision to me of someone who desperately yearned for a new opportunity. I mean, she looked back when she was talking about education, she was gazing back into her own life and seeing her missed opportunities. We're never going to achieve as a people, as a society. I'm talking about Hispanics, blacks, minorities. We can't accept average. Average is just that. We have to raise expectations. It's not enough to graduate. You have to have hope. You have to be willing to apply yourself. And, you know, we're in an election cycle. We got presidential elections coming up real soon. And the beauty of this country is that even though we have this problem like homelessness today, it doesn't have to stay that way. Even though we have major issues with our healthcare program, with our foreign policy, with things that a lot of times we don't really even pay attention to, major crisis going on around the world that we're not really even aware of. the people that we put in office, that we elect at on our election periods, those are the only people that we have to cause change. I like the fact that Republicans, our concept is not to just give people fish, but to teach people how to fish. It's a Christian concept. We don't want people to end up like Linda. I wouldn't want anyone I've ever met in my life to have to end up like Linda. So I will continue to try to reach out, even if it's just one student, one young person who hears this and realizes, I don't want to end up like Linda either. I don't want to be 52 years old and trying to figure out where I'm going to sleep tonight, which outdoor uncovered area will I sleep tonight. Folks, we are at the end of this program, and I know that it's kind of a depressing show. I just thinking about it, get depressed thinking about all the people that are out there struggling, can't make ends meet, they've lost everything. I mean, I feel for them. I really do. At the same time, I know that they put themselves there. One way or another, they put themselves there. They're going to have to want to climb out. We can't just want them to climb out. What's the solution? I'm not real sure. I know that there's tons of programs that deal with these individuals. I always go back to her advice to young people. Stay in school. Don't end up like her. All right. So we have Representative Bill Flores will be joining us next Monday. That's going to be the fourth Monday. Every fourth Monday, Representative Flores will be joining us. We're going to talk about, there's all kinds of stuff going on right now. New bills that have been passed, the new speakers actually looking like he's getting some bipartisan support. We may be on to something right now in Washington, and we are happy to have Representative Flores joining us and giving us the updates every month. So make sure you catch that show on the 30th. But next Thursday, or actually, we're not going to be broadcasting this Thursday night. It's our Thanksgiving day. So we're going to be back again next Monday. That show will be with Congressman Flores. I'm Duke Machado. Find me on Facebook, The Duke Machado Show, or on Twitter, @DukeMachado1. I'm out of here.